The workshop today was headed by several Tampa Bay transit groups, including T-BARTA and the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority, or PSTA. Tim Garling is the executive director for PSTA. He said Pinellas County is currently in the beginning stages of mapping out a comprehensive transportation plan. It is the first step before seeking funding for any transportation improvements.
Of course, as all things, it really comes down to having the proper funding to do that. And we're funding constrained right now. So we're preparing ourselves to look to the future for a possible sales tax. But there's a lot of steps that have to go on. And the most important thing that we're doing right now is what we're calling an alternatives analysis. We're actually looking at how we can develop a rail system and public transit throughout Pinellas County so we actually can see the benefits and define the costs. So before we really worry about funding, we're going to try to come up with a very detailed plan.
Throughout the workshop, keynote speaker G.B. Arrington stressed the importance of transit-oriented development. It involves marrying future land use plans with any transit improvements. And as Pinellas County begins to work on its alternative analysis studies, Arrington said it should use this kind of development plan to create communities of value.
Transit-oriented development is really about the means to the end of creating the kinds of places that you want in Pinellas County. To me, that means great neighborhoods, places that are in balance with nature, taming the automobile, fun and surprise, 18-hour places, places designed for walking, and places that are socially equitable.
There are several local transit improvements planned for Pinellas County, Garling said. Taking land use and transit improvements into consideration, it would ultimately connect St. Petersburg to Clearwater and Pinellas County to Hillsborough.
Pinellas County has great, great advantages. It's a wonderful area. Supporting it with good land use and supportive transit can only make it better. Land use really helps create a sense of place. It creates a wonderful, livable community. Transit can be a tool to help make that work. So what we find is if you develop the land and the community the right way, you can reduce traffic congestion. You can create a world where people want to work, live, and play and stay in the same place in the same area.
The Recovery and Reinvestment Act, passed in February, promises to match local funding for transit improvements with federal money. Garling said obtaining local funds is necessary to compete with other states and regions.
When you define these kind of rail projects that we're talking about, we're talking usually in terms of a 50% federal match. So a typical rail project right now in America is costing around, say, $60 million a mile. So even a 10-mile system could cost upwards of, say, $600 million. So a federal funding grant to help construct a system like that could be in the neighborhood of $300 million. But those grants are all received competitively, looking at what other systems do across the country. So our project would have to be the right project with the right benefits, and we'll have to compete with other good projects across the country.
Last month, the Hillsborough County Commission voted to place a 1-cent sales tax referendum on the 2010 ballot, which, if passed, will provide local transit funding. PSTA's Garling said Pinellas County will not be competing with Hillsborough and instead hopes to work with Hillsborough in improving transit for the entire Tampa Bay region.
I think the way we can put our plans together is to complement Hillsborough County. Part of what we have to think about is our system. What is most likely to happen is going to be one that links to the building of the system in Hillsborough County. So particularly within our region, and this is where T-BARTA comes in, the Tampa Bay Regional Transportation Authority, this is where we have to make sure that we're working these interests out together so we're complementing and not competing so that the Tampa Bay region is one region and our region is then in competition with other regions, other areas.
The push for improved local transit systems is linked with Florida's desire for a federally funded high-speed rail system. It would connect Orlando with Tampa and, if funded, is expected to be completed by 2014. With California, Florida is a top contender for part of the $8 billion of stimulus money allotted for the bullet train. Earlier this year, the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, Ray LaHood, encouraged Florida to first fund light rail systems before it can compete for the federal funds. Arrington said a key factor in obtaining federal funding for light rails is linking land use with transit plans.
With the Obama administration, the rules have changed on how the federal government evaluates project justification. So 40% of project justification is based on land use. It's the single largest measure in determining which projects move forward. And the good news is that the federal transportation dollars can pay for the land use planning. So if you want to do new plans that are transit supportive, that's an eligible federal activity. So that's really, really important to have that conversation so you scope your project.
Florida legislators are in a special session this week to strategize how to fund the local rail systems. A new law that is being debated would create a Florida Rail Enterprise. As a division of the Florida Department of Transportation, it would take command of the high-speed rail project, and it would oversee the development and funding of statewide commuter light rail lines, such as the SunRail in Orlando, TriRail in Miami, and could potentially fund a light rail in Tampa.
And, you know, and the other debate that's happening this week on the Hill is about getting more stimulus funds. And, you know, will some of those be these kinds of projects? You know, the Secretary of Transportation just announced $280 million for streetcar projects last week. And so some of the loose change that wasn't authorized for other New Start projects got reallocated and put into this $280 million livability and livable communities pot.
The alternative analysis plan for Pinellas County is expected to be finished within the next year. For WMNF News in Pinellas Park, I'm Conchita DeLuco.